Good morning, Rob Hakala and Lisa Zizian with you. And every week at this time, it is our Tech Talk segment with David Snell over at X Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, so we've got online learning happening, and kids are, of course, home from school and not really going many other places, so spending a lot more time on the screen. So the screen time's going up, and so does their risk as well to possibly get into some trouble.
Absolutely. It's hard enough when we're not in the middle of a coronavirus epidemic to keep our kids safe online. And now that the virus has affected so many people around the world, it's also, surprisingly enough, affecting the people who do content moderation on Facebook and Instagram. Their workforce numbers have decreased dramatically because of the coronavirus. So the process of what they do to protect us and our kids from things online has been left to AI, artificial intelligence, which just isn't doing as good a job as the human people were doing.
Oh, I see. Okay, so there are fewer people that are helping to make it safer online. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're doing, since mid-March, they've been having the content, or the remnants of their content moderator workforce, dedicated to investigating posts, and many reported posts have been left unchecked. So they're not doing the job that we need to do, or they need to do. So my thought is we need, as parents, to do a better job at this point in time to help moderate what the children are doing with, as you said, Rob, all the screen time that's increased dramatically since we've been sheltering in place.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, because you know, not only are the kids using the computer more, probably mom or dad are using a computer, and maybe they're at risk as well. So it's probably good to just have a conversation about this. So what are some tips, David, that parents can do at home, or to intervene, or to make sure that their child can use the internet with as low risk as possible?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there. The conversation has to be started with the kids now, and also when they're younger, just getting involved in computing technology. For instance, my grandchildren have Amazon tablets. They're connected to the internet, but fortunately they don't have a browser, and they don't have a way for them to get to things that could be harmful. But parents and caregivers have to start the conversation with the kids and the teens as to what is acceptable, what's not acceptable, and also say that, you know, come to me if you have questions, let's talk about what's going on. So that's the parental side of working it. But there's also another way to help the parents mediate some of this stuff, and that's using an application. And the one I'm going to talk about was it's called Bark, B-A-R-K,
Bark.
Like a dog bark.
Yep.
Works on multiple platforms, including Instagram, Snapchat, and even text messages. It analyzes news feeds in search of content. And it does a really good job to pull out or block those items that would harm or be harmful to children, but it also reports back to the parent what the children might be doing that could be questionable.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, this is great. I mean,
is this free, David?
Yes, it is, actually. Bark is free. And, obviously they have a free version that works very well, and then there's some upgrade versions that you can get that do even more. But the version that's free right now does everything we needed to do to flag threads such as bullying, self-harm, drugs, alcohol, sex, all the things that we want the kids not to be doing online. It does that content monitoring and screen time management too, so you can even add web filtering and manage the amount of time they're allowed to be on the internet.
Ah, okay. All right. I just set a timer on my iPad. I just discovered I had the ability to do that. That was helpful.
What is the timer
is
do?
Is it for you?
No.
what is it
no,
do?
No, it's to remind me that, you know, 30 minutes of Daniel Tiger is enough. Let's get up and do something different.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's as far as I've gone in terms of putting any sort of control.
Yeah.
Oh, except Bobby did apply a password to Comcast because Evan keeps buying shows that in movies that we don't realize we don't get for free.
No, you got to put those controls in. It reminds me, you know, the first time when we had Continental Cablevision, I remember we had in Hanover, there was a little key on the back of the box, and you could like shut off MTV or something. That was like the first step in terms of, I used to shut it off just to bother my sisters, because I'm as the older brother. So I used to lock out their favorite channels. I mean, that's awful, but you know, that was like the first step. I mean, it wasn't a computer program. It was just trying to shut off things. And that's basically what, you know, now you can use the new apps or the technology, David. Mm-hmm. But not only can you block or whatever, you can also keep tabs on what they are doing.
Exactly. And Lisa, I don't think that 30 minutes of Daniel is enough. I think you should really increase that up. You know, we're fighting with the grandchildren. We're fighting with the Dino Dana.
Oh, I love Dino Dana.
That could be 8 hours a day. And
I know. It just, I know. It just is so, it's so easy. It's so nice when they're engaged in something.
Yeah.
So you can get up and, you
it's
know,
fun,
cook
though,
dinner.
But you get into the shows, too. I used to like Wild Kratts, watching that with my nephew,
Kellen.
Oh, that's
a good one.
Oh, that was a good one.
I love Dino Dana. I learned so much about all the dinosaurs, these bizarro dinosaurs. You know, we really only focus on three, but she explores a lot. Anyway, we're getting off on a dino tangent.
Okay.
But
those things are okay to do with your kids, but there's a lot of other things that are not. So, again, check out some of these programs, and specifically the one we're talking about today that David says is BARK, B-A-R-K.
Exactly. Get all the information on my website. Go to my blog at xsmartit.com. I'll give you a link to BARK. And also we have a link to an Amazon bestseller book if parents want to dig deeper into the perils children are facing online and maybe getting a little help starting that conversation. So it's all up there at xsmartit.com.